USA Radio News.
The UN command said today that 55 cases of war remains retrieved from North Korea would be honored at a ceremony next Wednesday at a base in South Korea. A U.S. military plane flew to pick up the remains, and Congressman Lee Zeldin talks about our communications with the North Koreans.
It's certainly an important sign of progress. You're seeing a commitment being fulfilled. It's important to note that North Korea was making concessions before the talks even took place. Mm-hmm. They stopped their provocative missile testing and development.
CBS CEO Les Moonves is accused of unwanted kissing and touching in an article that was published today in The New Yorker. CBS stocks fell on the news, and also CBS has said they're going to be investigating these allegations. And President Donald Trump denied knowing Friday that he knew in advance about a meeting at Trump Tower between a Russian lawyer and Donald Trump Jr. This is USA Radio News.
I got the best deal ever on a great night's sleep for you. I really do. And you'll get it right now by going to MyPillow.com. Now, I've told you about MyPillow. How it's given me the best sleep of my life I've ever had in my life, even on vacation when I'm not in my regular bed, and you know what a pain that is. Well, summertime, you're on vacation and traveling, get you MyPillow to take with you. And right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, you click on the Buy One, Get One Free Special. Use my promo code USA, 2 for the price of 1. Really? I'm serious. Buy one, get one free special if you use my promo code USA when you go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-875. Use promo code USA. Machine washable, dryable, made in the USA, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great night's sleep and save money.
The government releases a rosy report on the U.S. economy, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Shortly after the Commerce Department releases the report on the second quarter GDP, the best measure of the nation's economic activity, the president and his economic advisors emerged from the White House. President Trump noting that the economy grew by
the amazing rate of 4.1%.
That growth outpaces the 2.2% growth the economy registered during the first 3 months of this year and is the fastest growth in a quarter in 4 years.
Investigators say they have searched a pig farm and other places in East Central Iowa where a University of Iowa student went missing. The police are still asking for the public's help.
We've went to all the businesses that we know have video, and we've asked every resident where we've been able to make contact if they have video. Whenever or wherever we find out there's video, we've gotten.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
This week, a reporter from CNN was told she could not attend an event at the White House after, at an earlier event, she had asked questions of the president when it was an inappropriate time. That's according to the White House. Well, Sean Spicer has a new book out titled The Briefing. He talked about how when this happened under President Obama, things were a little bit different.
Well, it's interesting. You know, there was a reporter at one point in a Rose Garden event with President Obama that got up and yelled at the conservative press and was loudly shouted down and criticized by the mainstream press corps. And yet now, to your point, and I talk a lot about this in the book, these interactions that I had with the press, both during the campaign and then through the White House days, that there is this level of incivility and inappropriate behavior, is the only thing I can deem it, that I don't get it. This idea the other day, I watched this thing where the president and another leader were having a news conference. And one of the reporters started yelling at the president, demanding a question. I think that this idea of a free press is getting blended with a lack of some people saying that there's not, I mean, not bifurcating the level of respect and civility and a free press. You can ask tough and tenacious questions, but I think you can do it in a very respectful way, and we've lost that. And the press, when they don't get what they want in the manner that they get it, resorts to these antics and then claims somehow people are shutting out their First Amendment rights.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.